Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Sitting up there, jacked with Pepsi.
I'm there for the pack out. You just got to pack me in.
Committed to the bow early on. Like, I love getting close and putting up.
You cover a range of stuff on here too, right? Like,
we call this the THP World Headquarters.
You know, my grandpa Roy Weatherby.
I came into like that golden little pocket where there was like four or five different bowls. Just
you're Canadian. We're doing a Canadian podcast.
My name's Douglas Oates.
I'm Robbie Denning.
Roy Campbell.
Yes, but it took me a long time to get to the point where I can teach you that, right? So, So whatever it may be, like through an app, trying to get that a little bit more information, listening to a podcast, like all of these that we have, it's like, take that information in, write the notes down and say like, that's how I want to do it. I don't want to do it the way I've been doing it. I want to do it, you know, the way these guys are talking about it or these gals are talking about it. So, yeah.
I mean, nowadays there's so much access to so much great content and like you said, when we were younger, we didn't have this. And I remember like my failures at the time, they seemed like they were the worst thing ever to happen. And later on, as you get older, you realize that a lot of the things that happened that at the time seemed bad turn out to be really good. And a lot of the things that were, you know, that were good at the time turn out to be not so great. So, you know, it's all about perspective and stuff. But like these days with podcasts and like apps like yours, it's just, you have so much stuff at your fingertips. And like my kid, he's 12 and like I took him out elk hunting this year too. And, you know, he had an elk tag. We seen one elk. It was a little too quick of a chance, but I remember like we took him out. I got the elk bugling and like the look on his face and like, you know, he's for only hunting two seasons, you know, he's killed three deer, some bears. And like, he's been very successful.
Yeah.
But still to this day, he says the best day he's ever had in the bush was when we were elk hunting and he just got a glimpse of that. But just taking in the experience for him, that was the most. And that's, like you said, you know, that's, these are the things we're trying to instill on our children, on other people, right? And that's the whole reason I do the podcast is because I want to share my experiences, my life lessons, like the hard lessons I learned in life with other people. So not that I don't want them to go through it. I just want them to be aware of it, right? Like I embrace things that go wrong because I know if you take it and you learn from it, I say all the time, challenge is just opportunity in disguise, that you just keep plugging away. And it's like these programs, you slowly chip away at them day out, day in, day out. And if along the way you fall down 500 times, the next time you do it, it's going to be successful. And you're going to forget all those 500 times that you fell down, or you're going to embrace them and be like, man, that was part of the journey. That's what I love. That's what I love doing like that. And for me, like my process of being a bow hunter, that's what I love. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love walking up to an elk that you get down, but I love the 355 days a year of training, of being disciplined, of shooting my bow every day, of doing these, you know, putting myself into situations that are mentally tough, physically challenging. I just love that and I embrace it. And like when I look at stuff that you guys put together, I just, you know, I get excited because now people who might not have an in, or they don't think that they have, they don't know how to do it. For somebody like me who's done it her whole life, it's easy for me to do it now because I've done it for so long.
Yeah.
For people who haven't done it, but they want to change their life. They want to change the direction of their life. You know, like we go through life and like we get to a certain point and like, don't get me wrong, like it's happened to me. You get going through the same old routine day in, day out, day in, day out. And you're like, man, I just want something, like just something to spice it up a little, something to change. Right. And then like, or I'm unhappy with this part of my life, but everything else is great. How do I change this one thing? I don't know how to do it. And a lot of like a lot of grown men don't like asking for help, but like stuff like this at your fingertips, you can do it with, like, you can get help without having to ask for it.
Yep. Yeah. I'm like the last person to like reach out to customer service, you know, like think about it. And there's a lot of us that are wired that way. Just like, no, I got it. And that's the mental toughness side. But it can be a downfall too, to where you won't start something or you won't ask for it too. So, and we see that, and people talk about it more as well. So that just fitness is such a great way to just start that process, and you'll get some clarity of thought, because you got all the good endorphin hit. Like even if you do just a 30-minute body weight workout, you always feel better doing that than if you didn't. And if you get in a routine and you're like, this is my habit, and you let that go, you don't do it for a couple of days, you start to recognize you miss it. And that's a good thing. It's like, well, I've got a habit. I miss this now. I want to get back to it, and I'm going to start, and I'm going to keep pushing. And those are the big things. Like, those are the little wins that you'll get over the course of the 355 days until your 10-day hunt. And you'll go out there and you'll make more memories on that hunt because your fitness is ruled out. Like, I know I can expect to encounter some hardships. I'm not going to go home. I'm going to stick this out. I may only see one animal, and I'm going to embrace this entire thing. Like, and that's the beauty of it, ultimately, in the process of going through it. So it's just, we say too, it's like fitness just like opens up a portal. It gives people capacity to handle the actual hardships of life when they do come. Hunting is an amazing thing because we get to experience those hardships there in that little short amount of time. But if you look at it stretched out over the course of a whole entire year, there's so much learning opportunity for you as an individual. And then you'll see the transformation too. And that transformation comes through in so many ways. Fitness, oftentimes people, if they're not sleeping well at night, it's because they're not in a fitness routine and they're not exerting that effort that they need to exert. Or maybe it's their nutrition or those sort of things. But you know, how much patience it takes to be a hunter. Well, let's see that patience play out in real life when you're, you know, dealing with your kids and your spouse or significant other or whatever. Like, how patient are you really? You know, because if you're not patient in that setting, I'm not going to be patient enough in the actual hunting setting to see the success that you want. So those are the sort of pieces that we geek out on. Oh, I geek out on them too. Obviously, listen to me ramble, but those are the big lessons overall. And fitness is just such a great way to get that started. So,
yeah, no, I agree 100%. That's that patience that you have to develop. I mean, nobody has patience as we age, as we mature, we obviously develop more patience. And I think the biggest, like for me anyway, having kids helped me with my patience more than, yes. And I'm sure every dad and mother out there can relate to this, that having kids, you know, it definitely helped me with patience. And like patience, if you want to be an effective hunter, you need to have patience. And I that's one thing I know looking back on in my 20s, I definitely lacked. And then like, you apply that to all things in life, like, you know, financially, if you're financially stuck or you're in a financial grind, you can dig yourself out of that, but it's not going to happen overnight. You have to work at it. It's like your fitness. It's like anything else. It's like becoming a good, successful hunter. You know, your fitness, you have to slowly chip away at it. And like, you can't just open this app, click on it and do it for 2 weeks and be like, you know what? It didn't do me any good. Right. If that's the way you're going to approach it, I look at it as you're not serious. You don't really want to kill an elk if that's what you're doing. Like, if you really want to kill an elk, and like with the access everybody has now, like to YouTube and like to podcasts and to like, you know, Treeline Academy and like all these other great Onyx and all these other, like you can scout from home. Like 20 years ago, I couldn't scout from home. If I wanted to go scout an area.
You know what to expect.
If I wanted to go scout an area and see if it looked like there was elk in it, I could open a paper map, but it didn't really give me, it wasn't like Google Earth. I couldn't see any trees or anything anything like that. You get a basic idea of a topo map. And like, if you want to really kill an elk, like really want it, it is at your fingertips, right?
Yep.
You just have to be willing to put in the work and all these things, you know, doing your homework, and fitness is a big part of doing your homework. You will be able to achieve that in September if you start now, if you put in the work now. And like with this app, you dig into this app. I click on this. I've never worked out before. I click on it. I get started right there. That's your first. That's the hardest part, is getting started. Now, the second thing, biggest thing, is building a habit, right? You have to do it. You have to commit, saying, I really want to kill an elk this year. I'm going to fully commit. Do it for a month.
Yep.
And then you're going to see, like you said, if you miss a workout, you'd be like, man, I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm going to have to go work out before I put the kids to bed, because I missed my workout today. And then that's when you realize, like, man, I built myself a habit, right? And once you build a habit, you know, and once you start applying all these little things, and that's when you start to develop a routine that is undeniable. And that's the difference between successful people in any form of life and unsuccessful people, is that it's the things in between. We all start out in the same spot.
Yep.
And we all want to finish at the aim spot. A lot of people just aren't willing to do all the work in between and, you know, close that gap. But I truly feel that with the stuff available for everybody today, everybody has the ability to achieve anything they want.
Yep.
In life. Let's, you know, kill an elk in September. That's what I want to do. You have the ability to do it. You just have to be willing to do the work, because unfortunately, like I tell my kids, I can't do it for you, right? I can't do this for you. I want you guys to be successful, but when they fall down, I want to grab their hand and pick them up. But I know that's not what's great for them. And, you know, I struggle with my youngest. I always want to pick them up. But I'd be like, you know what? You have to pick yourself up, buddy, because nobody picked me up. I wouldn't be where I am today if somebody picked me up all the time.
Yep. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Yeah. I got
and
you.
I will be right here. Like those things for us, like it's wonderful that we can talk about it. When a person starts experiencing this for themselves and they start seeing the fruits of their labor, so to speak, and being able to say in that situation, this is how I respond, because it pays off in this way in the long run.
Yeah.
Like that's so valuable. And hunting is like the little piece where you're going to see all that stuff pay off. But ultimately in life, that's where you see these major fruits of our labor as well. And everyone struggles with it. It's like, yes, the start and the finish, the middle is the best part. Yeah, the middle is the best journey. Part is if somebody out there hasn't killed a bull, their first elk, never done that, it's a fleeting moment. Like it is. And then you go, wow, the work's got to happen. And every like old timer hunter will tell you that too. And you don't quite believe them. But then when it does happen, you're like, that's over. Like that was it. Actually, it's the same with winning something or making a pile of money all at once or whatever. It's like, that's it. I'll go do it again. Right. Yeah. Because all that stuff in the middle is what makes it so valuable. So
it's the reward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, yeah, you'll look at that. You'll look at that elk and it'll bring back all the memories. And then you'll remember like, man, that was such an awesome season. And here's where I was, and here's who I would experience this with and all of that. It's like, it's never actually about like, I don't know, but for me anyway, it's never about like, that was, look at that thing. It's a pinnacle. It's the biggest, best, whatever. I'm like, no, it's the flood of memories that come with it that makes it so valuable. So.
Yeah, I fully agree. And you get to share these experiences, what I really love. You get to share them with your kids. You get to share them with your friends. And like, you know, I look at back at memories of, you know, memories of my dad, being with my dad, and like some of my best memories with my dad. And like my dad, he's old school, right? He's not without love, but he's never going to tell you that.
And yeah,
he's just old school, right? A little different than our generation growing up. And but you know what? Some of the best memories I have of my dad is when us out like moose hunting when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. Yeah. And I have memories of my kid. I take, you know, my daughter was 18 weeks old. I had her in my backpack cruising around the backcountry. Well, both of my sons taking them out, their first experiences, the first emotions I had when I took Wyatt out, and that's my oldest son. He got his first deer. Man, I don't get emotional like that when I hunt.
Yeah.
Anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I've lost that over time. It just I've hunted for so long and you slowly develop a callus to it. Don't get me wrong, I still love it, but you don't get those emotions that flood through you that you do when you're a first time hunter. And with him, those all came back to me, and it's such a special moment. And I just love sharing these with people. And I love hearing stories about him. And that's what I love about being able to connect with guys like you and other people all over the world is nowadays we have the ability to connect with people. And you realize is that, you know, we're not the only ones going through this. And hunters, we're such a small, neat niche group. You know what I mean? And obviously any family we have, you know, or squabbles in the hunting area space right now, there's probably a little bit too much of that. We don't need to get into that, but
yeah,
I mean, it's such a neat way of living. It's such a great way of living. And when you incorporate fitness into it and you build a consistent daily routine, man, it's just such a great way to live a life. And we're truly blessed.
Yeah. 100%. That shared experience overall, from hunting to fitness to knowing someone out is out there doing a hard workout in the morning. They're at the same time, probably. You don't even know, but they're out there. They're in their home. They're in their basement, their garage, whatever, just grinding it out and working like you're working. That's a big thing to understand. That drives us at Mountain Tough a ton. We're going to continue to push and continue to improve because we know how many dedicated individuals are out there doing this, and it's paying off and more ways than just success on the hunt. And so for us, that's what we're passionate about, and getting to connect and share through all of this. It's an amazing thing to be able to have that sort of understanding with somebody else. And hunting is so beautiful for that. And the more people we get on a path of just enhancing the overall experience and having a better outcome, enjoying every aspect of it, the better it is for everybody. And so I was like, you just know that, and you know that from your personal journey. So what's saying that another person can't have that same sort of personal journey? They just got to start. So
yeah, man. And with the same success, right? We're all everybody can have the same success, especially in hunting, but again, you have to be willing to do the work.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Well, dude, it's been awesome talking with you. Really appreciate your time. Obviously, if my listeners, we're going to put a link up to find the app, and we got a little bit of discount code with you guys. But anyway, man, I love the app. Super cool. I love things that are like this because I just, number one, it relates to hunting, which is the best thing ever. Number two, it gives guys and gals access to stuff that they might feel that they didn't have. And like I said, let's face it. I mean, we're all in our own mind, we're all alphas and we hate asking for help, right? Yeah. So, you know, sometimes, and we need help. And I mean, that was the hardest thing for me, you know, with hiring a running coach and doing all this stuff is I knew I needed help, and I just had to swallow my ego and be like, you know what? I can't do this all on my own. I need help, right? I need to figure out and build something. So when I'm 55, I'm going to be able to hunt 350, you know, I'm going to be able to hunt those 10 days in the backcountry because, hey man, my kids, like you were saying earlier, my kids are knocking at my heels. My oldest is, you know, he's 12, you know, every once in a while he likes to stand up straight to me and, you know, you ain't got it yet, Junior, but I know the day's coming, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm to be able to pass that on and model it. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
As hunters, we want to pass it on. We truly, as competitive as we may be to in the industry and we want to have success, but we are truly the most happiness that we can have is when other people are successful and we see their success and we know how they're feeling. And for our kids to be able to go do that, let alone some kid who doesn't have that opportunity to be able to be brought in, whether it's through school or whatever. Like, if our kids are ingrained in it and we're doing that, man, the opportunity is so massive out there to continue this heritage that we want to. It's not going to be lost ever. And I'm like, fitness does come into play. Like, it is a piece that has to be there so that we can go and we can share these experiences for longer. And then we can make all those memories and then just pass it on. There'd be a bunch more. I don't know. In 20 years, there should be a bunch more 25-year-olds that are hard charging and able to keep it together and don't give anyone grief about what gear they use. Like, yeah, then we'll know. So
absolutely, man. I agree 100%. Okay, brother. Thanks for your time.
Cool. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Likewise.
Okay, man. Later.